Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this evening, to follow along in the themes from the Old Testament, is Micah chapter 5, and as you have heard, the theme this evening, the coming shepherd. Please be seated. Behold the promise given to you, O little town of Bethlehem. It is fulfilled in you. The Messiah is to be born. The Lion of Judah is coming to be ruler in Israel. And this man of peace, whose origin is from of old, will sleep in an animal's feeding trough. Behold, the most joyous of nights, a virgin named Mary will give birth, for she who is in travail has brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This ancient one, at whose word time was called forth out of eternity, at whose word the universe was created out of nothing, and indeed, whose days are without beginning and without end. He is the one who was and is and will always be Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah, God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yet this one is the second person of the Trinity. The newborn baby boy is cradled in the arms of his mother. Why? Why would the second person of the Trinity humble himself so? Because of the sons of men and the children of God that are scattered across the earth. It's because of their sin, because of their transgressions, their lawlessness to others, and their lawlessness toward God. False doctrines sown by Satan germinate in the hearts of men, leading them astray and separating them from the Lord their God. False practices, fed by the imagination of men and driven by the desire to worship dead idols, have caused many to forsake the living God. Dear ones, may I take you back to the time prior to Jesus, about 700 to 800 years before the events of Bethlehem. Assyria had stormed through the northern kingdom. Israel is no more. Babylon stormed into Judah and took them into captivity. Judah is no more. The Medes and the Persians, they fell just after they arose. Alexander the great Greek, led his mighty Greek army as a juggernaut across Europe and Asia and overwhelmed nation after nation after nation. Roman legions established the Pax Romana, the Roman peace, by the blood-stained sword and spear. Then came the time of silence. The Lord God gave them up until the time when she who is in travail has brought forth. And in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of woman under the law. So Emmanuel is come. God is with us, dear ones. This is the one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. But did you notice something? Something very, very important. He does not come to you, O Bethlehem, to sit as your judge and announce the verdict of his perfect, holy, righteous, sin-condemning law. His brethren shall return, but their motivation to return unto him will not be by the tip of a sword or spear, but it will be by the crossbeam. When Jesus is lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. He will bring them unto himself, and unto himself he will bear their sin. Unto himself he will bear your sin and my sin. Though you and I and everyone deserve to die in, with, and under their sin, yet Jesus took those sins unto himself there at the Jordan, and he carried them all the way to Golgotha. He took your sin and my sin, and he nailed them to a cross. The one who knew no sin became sin for you, and that's why he cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" He was forsaken for you. Your Redeemer has given his righteousness, therefore, to the sinner. His righteousness exchanged for your sin, so that he might call you his saint. It is through this good news, dear ones, this good news of the Son of God, crucified and risen, that people are drawn to Jesus. That's why you are drawn to Jesus. The Messiah came to Bethlehem, and in a matter of minutes, in a matter of seconds, the word went forth, and his brethren returned to him. The shepherds who were sitting in the fields by night, guarding their flocks, that angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid, as we hear in the King James Version. But this is good news. This is good news indeed. It is good news of great joy that shall be for all people, including you, including me, that to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That word of the Savior comes to the shepherds, and those shepherds come to the Lord, and they enter into the presence of their Messiah. The Redeemer of the world is born, and the Star of David now shines over this little village of Bethlehem, announcing the good news that the Good Shepherd has come. The Lord, through his people and through his prophets, especially tonight the prophet Micah, promises that he shall stand and feed his flock. Jesus, the Shepherd of Bethlehem, is standing in the midst of this congregation and feeding his own, even as he was being held in the arms of his mother and nursed at her breast. His messianic mission continues, dear ones, even today. Even from Bethlehem, the Good Shepherd comes and he serves and he gives his life as a ransom for the many. Here is the one of whom it is written, "I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered." Thus, Jesus does go to the cross in the strength of his Lord. In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, Jesus is crowned with thorns and nailed to a cross. In the strength of this shepherd, he ascends to the throne of his cross, and there he dies in the strength of his God. And in the quiet majesty of the Lord of Lords, He atones for the sins of the whole world. Dearly beloved, He atones for your sin right here. And He has atoned for each and every one of my sins, which are many and gross, right here. Since you and I and all people, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Though your good shepherd has died, yet now he lives. For on the third day he rose, just as he promised you. With his word now going forth, the rest of his brethren return to him as he invites his own. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are weary and are heavy laden, and I, your good shepherd, will give you rest. Dear ones, your good shepherd comes into your midst. He stands, he invites, and then he feeds his little flock by saying to each of you, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this is the New Testament of my blood shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Your good shepherd nourishes you, strengthens your faith unto life and salvation. As a result, his people of all races and of all genders and of all nations, dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. To this little flock here gathered this evening, we are gathered here in the name of the Lord. And your good shepherd is here. He is speaking his word to you this very moment. For you are his Bethlehem, because you are in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, translated, means house of bread. And here, the bread of life comes to give you the bread of life. Jesus, your good shepherd of Bethlehem, he is the bread from heaven, the manna from above, and he has come to his house. It is here in the divine service. It is in Ohio City in the divine service at St. Thomas, where he is present, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they, and you, and all who believe will dwell secure. For now he shall be great, and he is great to the ends of the earth. So therefore, dear ones, as we now close, like Jacob, we believe, teach, and confess, surely the Lord is in this place. Hear, O Bethlehem, in the gracious presence of God, who feeds his flock through word and sacrament, he is here. Emmanuel, God with us. Here is where there is eternal life, dear ones. Here he is in the name of the Lord, and he proclaims to us, salvation has come unto his people. Because your good shepherd came and still comes to you. And this is most certainly true. It is most certainly true, dear ones, that each of you are forgiven. Forgiven of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to Jesus. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.